Pictures of practice. Playful learning online. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted education around the world. This picture of practice illustrates how three teachers in Colombia, from early childhood, primary, and middle school, created online playful learning experiences for their children. Story 1. Kindergartners explore shadows. 4-year-olds at the Colegio El Nogal in Bogota, Colombia. Karen Beltran is a kindergarten teacher at Colegio El Nogal, a public charter school. Before 2020, the common wisdom among early childhood educators was that you could not teach young children online. While there is no doubt in Karen's mind that kindergarten is much better in person, she nonetheless tries to continue to teach playfully online. Teaching from her home, Karen meets with her class of 22 children online 2 or 3 times a day. Her goals for this particular session are to promote children's social skills, enhance their language and conversational abilities, and engage them in scientific thinking. She will also introduce Viviana Gonzalez, who is becoming one of the children's teachers. The session begins with a welcome song and the introduction of Viviana. The child climate expert for the day, Maria, reports on the weather. Karen then asks the children what they had for breakfast. This question is more than a social pleasantry. It is a diagnostic practice to identify children at risk for hunger, as many families at the school face food insecurity. The class atmosphere is upbeat. Karen, smiling and laughing, exudes warmth. The children, who call out questions and comments, seem comfortable in this online space. Karen then begins a multi-part lesson about shadows. First, she asks the children what they think shadows are. Answers include the black, light that accompanies us. The shadows are black, and it is behind us. Samuel suggests that shadows are the cold. Rather than aiming for a correct answer, Karen lets the children construct their understandings together. She suggests, "Let's ask Julian if he agrees with what Samuel said, that shadows are cold. For you, are shadows cold?" Julian agrees that shadows are cold. Karen proposes they return to this conversation after hearing a story about shadows. She introduces Viviana, who reads the book My Shadow and I. Based on a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, the book notes that shadows grow and shrink quickly, among other features. Viviana reads dramatically, gaining the children's full attention. As a further provocation, Karen turns off her camera and tells the children, "I have a surprise." Turning her camera back on, she uses her hands and a light source to create a shadow bird and a rabbit. The children smile and laugh in response. Karen then invites the children to explore with light to make their own shadows and share them with their classmates. Some children make birds similar to Karen's. With the help of family members, others construct different creations, including a web of shadows using electrical wires. Time runs out, and the online session closes with a song and affectionate farewells. When the class resumes the next day, the children revisit and revise their ideas about the nature of shadows. Story 2. Third graders learn Colombian dances. 8-year-olds from the Colegio Yemi Garzon in Bogota, Colombia. Mauricio Paredes Garzon of Colegio Yemi Garzon, a public charter school, sees dance as means to foster his students' cultural identity and pride in Colombia's cultural diversity. He believes dance is a way to include tradition and give children a broad view of who we are as Colombians. His learning goals include fostering creativity through movement and mastering specific dances. Mauricio's challenge is to accomplish this while teaching a large group of students online. He embraces the challenge. Mauricio welcomes 38 third graders into a virtual space, greeting them affectionately. How are my chickens? As requested by Mauricio, many appear in traditional dress. This takes creativity and resourcefulness from the children and their families, as few have the means to purchase special clothes for a school lesson. Sheets become shawls, and hats are borrowed from relatives or fashioned out of cardboard. Several students ask Mauricio if their dress is suitable. His response is, "Spectacular!" The lesson begins with music from the Caribbean, a region with a large African influence. Mauricio turns on the music and invites the children to start dancing. To encourage the children to think about how they are moving, he asks, "What if there was bubble gum on the floor? How would you move to get unstuck?" When the song ends, Mauricio introduces the concept for the day's lesson: lateral movement and moving in a straight line. Aware of Colombia's rich biodiversity and his students' love for animals, Mauricio proposes a scenario for the rest of the lesson. How about we pretend to move our arms like the wings of a partridge? Remember to move your wings in a straight trajectory and include your upper body. After a short pause to allow students to gather additional props, such as a bowl representing water the birds will drink, the music moves to the Andes, a region with indigenous and European influences. Mauricio continues his scenario, telling the children, "Pretend to be partridges drinking water. Use your long neck." He encourages students to dance around the water. Keep moving your wings. Don't forget your wings! Mauricio uses a laptop and a phone to provide two views, one of his whole body and one of his feet, as he models the dance. The story continues, but now, rather than asking the children to be partridges, Mauricio asks them to be buzzards to scare the partridge away and to protect the water. Mauricio gives feedback on the dance moves while keeping the story frame. "Please go slower. Don't drink the water so fast. It's not good for you." He also notes, "You can see how you can learn about tradition through dance." Indeed, over the next lessons, he introduces dances from the Pacific region, the plains that border Venezuela, and his hometown of Puente Nacional in the state of Santander. It is time for class to end. Mauricio shares the learning goals for the next class, learning rhymes and couplets, and says goodbye. Many students who had cameras off at the start of class now have them on. Students are reluctant to disconnect. The students and Mauricio exchange virtual waves, hugs, and kisses as everyone signs off. Story 3. Middle schoolers voice opinions about government policies. 6th and 7th grades, 11 and 12-year-olds, from Colegio Unidad Pedagógica, Bogota, Colombia. Engaging preteens in learning an additional language can be a challenge. For Catalina Cortez, a 6th and 7th grade English teacher at the independent school Colegio Unidad Pedagógica This is particularly true in April and May of 2021. Colombia is experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases, as well as large-scale demonstrations against the government. Catalina's students are very aware of the crises facing their country. For many students and families, schoolwork has become a secondary concern. Catalina divides her 6th and 7th graders into ability groups. In this lesson, she works with 14 students with emergent English skills who are not highly motivated in the subject. Along with promoting English skills, Catalina's goals for the lesson include fostering civil discourse and giving students the opportunity to express how they were feeling during this time of uncertainty. These goals are part of a school-wide initiative called the Peace Project, with the aim of helping Colombian society heal after many years of civil war. Civil discourse about public policy is an important goal for these students from left and right-leaning families, yet far from guaranteed. The lesson begins with several students sharing maps they made to practice prepositions. Marta shares her map, explaining, "The hospital is in front of the supermarket." Carolina encourages her, commenting, "Your drawing is beautiful," and helps Marta with her pronunciation. With only a few cameras on, the level of interest seems modest, though Patsy applauds at the end of Antonio's presentation. Interest and commitment increase significantly with the next activity. Catalina asks students to present posters they have created expressing their ideas and emotions about a government-proposed tax policy that many in the country feel is unfair to low- and middle-income citizens. The students are eager to participate. Patsy begins, sharing her poster that reads, "A government more dangerous than the virus." Alejo's poster reads, "Evil Dr. Bacon, his indolence is very sow," a joke which produces laughter among her classmates. Catalina asks the class in Spanish, "Did you guys understand?" Several enthusiastically call out, "Yes!" Other posters are presented, many showing support for the anti-tax protests. These include, "Colombia stained with blood," from Joseph. "The government stole our right," from Marta. "Stop this, they are killing us," writes Miguel. "We are angry with the government. We are tired," writes Carolina. And, "On the other side of the fear is the country we dream of," says Eduardo. However, not all agree. Marta's poster reads, "Fueras las marchas," which means, "Time to stop the strike." She explains that, as someone who loves learning and going to school, she does not like the disruptions the protests have caused. Many schools, including Unidad Pedagógica, have stopped in-person classes during the protests because of safety concerns. Catalina is quick to validate Marta's feelings, saying, "It's good you have your own opinion." Catalina notes that students have worked hard on their posters, using dictionaries to look up words that are not in their active English vocabulary. She ends this portion of the lesson by telling her students in Spanish, "I am very thankful that you took the time to discuss with your families and reflect. I can see that these are your own opinions. I respect your ability to think for yourself. I respect that the posters came from your soul. Thank you."